Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week we're discussing the beer-guzzling goat mayor. Clay Henry is a politician you likely haven't heard of. Like many politicians, he was known to enjoy beer and was beloved by his town even though he did little to no actual work. The big difference here is that Clay Henry was a goat. Lajitas, Texas is located near Big Bend National Park, and the name means little flat rocks. Their neighbor Terralingua is still far more popular. Still, Lajitas had a trading post where people tended to stop on their way through town. Clay Henry started his career in the 1970s as a beer-guzzling goat on the Lajitas trading post. The goat was surly and an absolute mess. In short, he was the perfect candidate for town mayor. In 1986, Walter Meischer, the town owner and a Houston businessman, put Clay Henry on the ballot. The goat won in a landslide. By the 1990s, he was still in charge and happily guzzling beer through the fence. Yes, there were a few political scandals. I mean, he couldn't really tell you a straight answer about how he felt about NAFTA, border control, or even what political party he was actually in. And there was also the worry that he may have wandered across the Mexican border into the U.S. illegally. But man, could that goat drink a beer. While clearly he had cloven hooves and no way to pop open a beer himself, he had a few methods to consume it. First was a type of holster attached to his pen that allowed people to put a bottle in, kind of like feeding a hamster through one of those bottles attached to the cage. But people had a tendency to just pop the top off a bottle of beer and put it directly into the goat's mouth. Clay Henry would then use his teeth and chug the beer before tossing the bottle aside. And yes, he did have a preference. He's a Texan goat. His preference was for Lone Star beer. Clay Henry lived to the age of 22 years old. His son, Clay Henry II, went on to continue his father's legacy in office, as well as chugging 35 to 40 beers in a day in the mid-90s. His son, Clay Henry III, did the same. So here's the thing. A drunk goat mayor is already enough for me to want to do an episode, but Clay Henry III went through some extremely traumatic stuff, aka a testicle removal in 2002. At the time, the area had extremely strict blue laws, so for human beings, you couldn't buy a beer on Sunday, like at the grocery store or anything like that. That's something here we can buy afternoon, but you still can't buy liquor. But anyhow, Jim Bob Hargrove saw Clay Henry III pounding beers on a Sunday, and he was furious because why was it that this goat could be pounding like 30 beers, but he, Jim Bob, wasn't allowed to go buy a beer at the store? According to visitors at the site that day, he kept saying, "Someone should castrate that goat." The next day, the goat was found laying on its side, his testicles separated from his body. Jim Bob Hargrove was later charged with animal cruelty after the goat's testicles were found in his freezer. Clay Henry III, however, survived and continued to enjoy pounding his sudsy treats. While today, there is no more goat beer chugging in Lajitas, which is probably better for everyone, you can still see the original stuffed version of Clay Henry in the restaurant attached to the Terralingua trading post. Long Star long neck placed between his teeth. Thanks so much for listening to Texas Slang for Crazy. As always, the first book is out now, Texas Slang for Crazy by Victoria Irwin. The second one is in the works, folks. I keep finding weird stuff about Texas, so I think this is going to be happening for a while. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. And if you have any suggestions on stories, you can hit me up on social media, or you can also just go to our website and message me there. Texas Slang or TXSlangForCrazy.com. Thanks.